Welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast with Phil Pringle. Phil is the founder and senior leader of C3 Church Global, a family of over 500 churches around the world. We're passionate about bringing you fresh, inspiring devotionals to fuel your day and insightful conversations on all things church and leadership. And it all starts right now.
Hi everyone, this is Chris Pringle and I am delighted to be sharing this devotional today on the topic Against All Odds, which is very close to my heart. And against all hope, Abraham believed, against all hope. All of us are going to have circumstances in our life where we have to switch from a circumstance that seems absolutely impossible to and look up to the God of all possibilities. And I can only really preach what I'm living, and quite amazingly, only recently, as we were going through our next itinerary for our European travel with our global team and our PA, Sue, and Joe, who's our global manager, I got a little overwhelmed, I have to admit. I was like, oh my gosh. And it wasn't so much the itinerary that got me. It was my husband said, when we fly LA to Amsterdam, from Amsterdam all around Europe and England, I want you to only have pulley onboard luggage. What? So, girls, I know you'll understand. She's like, how's she going to fit three pairs of shoes in a pulley bag and, you know, four jackets and what have you? But against all odds, I'm going to do it. I'll let you know how it goes on the journey on my Instagram feed. But anyway, so all this was going through my mind, the application for our work visa. Oh, there were so many things. It was a lot of stuff going around in my mind, swirling around here, where it was like, in my mind, in the natural, it was like, fat chance, you know, fat chance, that's not going to happen. You're going to find yourself in a real pickle. And I was sitting on the couch and then all of a sudden I said to Phil, I'm just going to go upstairs for a bit. And I thought, I need to be in the quiet. I need to clear my head. And anyway, so I'm sitting up in bed. And so I just like, okay, take my makeup off, clean my teeth. I'm lying down in the bed. Still, this is happening. And so I said to myself, this is ridiculous. And I turned on the bedside lamp. And as I did, this scripture came into my mind, which hadn't been in my mind for a long, long time. You know how scriptures just happen to come up at the right time? And it was this, against hope, Abraham believed. I'm like, that's definitely in the Bible. That sounds like a Bible text. That sounds like something the Holy Spirit would say to me right now. So right then I got out my Bible, and as I read this in Romans 4, 18 to 21, I'm only reading a little bit of this in the NIV. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. And I went, I could say damn right. I'm darn right, I said. I switched on faith. And I saw that scripture and I was like, yeah, against all hope, against all odds, Abraham believed. Against all odds, I believe. I believe the visa. I believe provision. I believe a place to live. I believe I'm going to fit all that luggage into that wee aircraft on KLM Airlines where I'm allowed 8 kilos. I believe against all hope. Anyway, so that's a bit silly. I just added that bit just to lighten the load a wee bit. And some of you are going through a tough time, which I completely understand. So I began to sing the promise. And you know what happened? Faith. The light went on and that anxiety just went ping off my head, and I went to sleep with that scripture in my spirit. And so we have to push against the odds towards the fulfillment of the promise and not allow the doubts to hinder the purpose of God we are all called to complete in our lifetime. Now, I know this is devotional, so I'll try and keep my voice down so that, you know, it feels like a devotional and not me preaching. But anyway, I do remember the Word of God always is the guiding light in my heart that switches faith on. For some, it's other things. For some, it might be a little, you know, moment in a sermon. But for me, it's always been the Word of God. I can always go back to that Word. You know, like if I hang my hope on man's word, man can fail. And he often does. And so how silly are we? Even Jesus, when he was being tempted of the devil to doubt and to throw himself off and turn the stone into bread, he said, it is written. And if we can learn in those moments when against all odds, we can repeat, it is written, and have these promises, we will get through all the things that against the odds, we will get through all sorts of things. So in Joshua 3 in the Amplified, while we were entering into transition, and oh my goodness, there were so many things going on in my mind. Again, this would be another landmark scripture that the Lord has placed in my spirit as we are now walking in transition. You know, it's been several, 6 months in, maybe more, November to May. That's half a year, isn't it? Yeah. So we're on the road, but the Lord spoke this scripture to me, Joshua 3. Joshua got up early in the morning. Then he and all the children of Israel set out from Shittim. That's a terrible word, isn't it? Sometimes we find ourselves in Shittim and came to the Jordan and they spent the night there. Simon McIntyre will like that little moment. I hope he hears it and gets a giggle. Before they crossed the river. And it happened at the end of 3 days that the officers went throughout the camp and they commanded the people. I love this. They commanded, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from where you are and follow it. However, there will be this distance between you and it of about 2,000 cubits by measurement. Do not come near it so that you may, here's the key, be able to see the Ark and know the way you are to go. For you have not passed this way before. That went deep into my spirit. Oh, I mean, you're right. If we just stay behind the presence of God, and when we feel the presence of God move forward, stay behind the Holy Spirit, then you will guide us into the future. And that's a word for you, for so many of you today. So many things have happened against the odds. This has happened, that has happened. You're rebuilding your churches or your business or your finances or your family so many areas. Let's just remember to stop and pause and wait until we get that, from the Holy Spirit, as the ark moves forward and stay behind it. Because you know what? We're all in new territory and we want to be entering into the promised land that God has got for each one of us. So, and let's give thanks on the journey. That was the other thing. They stopped all the time and gave thanks. So we've never been this way before. So let's just remember that whatever circumstance is hitting you, God has guidance against the odds. Many years ago, the week I turned 50, after a Bible study here at Sydney, our every word was my actual birthday. My sister joined us at a restaurant in DY for my birthday lunch. And I looked at her and one of her eyes was all cloudy. And I said, sis, that eye's all sort of, got a film of white over it. She said, I know, I'm going to have a eye test today. Well, that was on the Tuesday. On the Thursday, I got a call from her and she told me, Chris, you're not going to believe this. I'm on my way to Royal North Shore Hospital. I have a grade 4 brain glioma, malignant tumor. forgive me. It's getting late in the day. She didn't have a tumor. She had a tumor. Wasn't funny. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny at the time. So anyway, immediately the Lord gave me this scripture, which is awesome. Against the odds, all right, so it was a terrible diagnosis. For I know Jeremiah 29:11. Hey, sometimes you're like, oh, well, I know that scripture so well. But God can quicken his word into your heart for you and for somebody else. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans of good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope and a future, or the future you dream of. Well, I said, that's for my sister. She wasn't a Christian. She was pretty anti, actually. We had a few conflicting things over the years. And so anyway, I'm going to cut a long story short. She had the operation. She told the minister at the hospital that I was her pastor. Can you believe that? That was so good. I read that scripture over. A whole family were weeping and wailing. It was like she was already dead. Oh, over a bed. And poor Helen, she was all puffed up and red. She came out of that op. Yes, bad, bad diagnosis. She went on. The doctor said, prepare for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. She won't live till Christmas. She lived till Christmas. The years went by. 15 years. She outlived many, many grade 4 brain glioma patients. And in the middle of it, she came to Christ. Her and her husband came to Christ. And there, do you know what? Against the odds, if somebody will push against the odds. Okay, cancer is a terrible diagnosis. It's terrible. But when God speaks a word to you, let me say, I've got it written here, God's word is more powerful when it's a word for you. It's more powerful than anything. That's tweetable. You should write that down. When God speaks to you, okay, Jesus said in creation, let there be, and it was so. And we, once we have that quickened rhema word of God in us, boom, it's eternal. It's eternal. It can't die. My sister had no choice. That rhema lived in her. She didn't have like a big vision of angels or Jesus or anything. She just made a quiet commitment to Christ. And she lived, oh my gosh, I went to visit her. They went back to New Zealand and the oncologist said, so you're our miracle girl, are you? And she sat there. She was very pragmatic. She said, well, yes, I am. Yes, thank you to God and all the doctors. I'm here today. And I went to visit her after she was cleared. Obviously, they only say it's remission. And we were sitting at lunch at her little house in South Raumati. And we sat down. I picked up my knife and fork to make this sandwich. And she went, Chris, we say grace now. I tell you what, I dropped the knife. I burst into tears. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, Lord, you are the miracle working God. For my sister to say that to me after all the things she'd said in sarcastic jest years before. God can do anything, you know, and he probably will if you and I will push against the odds. Helen, my dear friend Helen, against the odds, she lived for 5 years. We made those 5 years the most joyous. She had ovarian cancer. We made those 5 years the most joyous years on planet Earth for her, her family. She loved the Every Woman Conference. In fact, 1 year she was in the advert, the video thing. It was for The Brave. It was called The Brave. And she was in it. I asked her and she said, oh, yes, I want to be in that. And then when Simon, her husband, heard that she was in it, he was like, how can you do that, Chris? You know, she always gets a bad diagnosis in August because the conference is in October. And I said, speak to her about it. She's the one that said, I want to be in it. Of course, she lived for that conference. She lived for many, many more until one day when it was 6 weeks out of a women's conference, she said to me, Chris, I don't think I'll be going this year. I knew exactly what she meant. She'd had chemo, she'd had remission, she'd come, and now the doctors were saying, you need to do more. And I knew what she was saying. She said, Chris, we Christians don't, this is one of the bravest things that anyone has ever said to me. We Christians don't die well. I went, you're right. We'd had friends die and nobody knew they were that sick. And next minute, that was their funeral. You know what I mean? So she said, I want to do it well. Help me do it well. So I said, okay. And she let me film her. We did her all up. We filmed her on the balcony of their house in Eleonora. And she yacked and yacked and yacked for 45 minutes. Reuben rang her son from Perth and said, what are you doing, Mum? We're thinking of coming to visit you. Oh, And she said, oh, sure. She said, here, talk to my agent. And he went, what agent? He said, Kris Pringle. She's my agent. I'm a TV star now. Against the odds. She just, you know what? Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of one of his saints, because this life, just remember, we have sorrow, but it's a blink. And then there's eternity, eternity. We need to get our, when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, we get our perspective right. So the weeks went by and Hallie, yes, she did. She, after that filming, she did stay in bed and got close to the conference. We did a big shout out to her. On the Sunday afternoon of the conference, I went to visit her, give her a hug and a kiss. And as I was driving down their street, the Lord said these words to me. Will you let her go? I was a friend. I wasn't like a daughter or whatever. We were best friends. And I pulled over. And you know what? I was a bit upset. And I said, well, yeah, okay, yes, I will. And I cried and cried and cried. I got that out. And then I moved into the house on the Monday. And I said, you're going to write these letters. And here's the letterbox. You put the name of the person. And each day, just do one letter or two letters, whatever whatever your strength allows you to do. We laughed. We had the best week. But you know what? God had spoken to her that she was going to go to be with Jesus, and we had the best conversations. There was no fear. Against the odds, there is eternity. You don't have to fear death even as a Christian. And here's the thing. People say to me, oh, yes, well, you know, that person or whatever, they were believers, but they died of that. And I'm like, yeah, but they're Christians. They're going to eternity. Isn't that amazing? Against the odds. How many people deny Christ and don't push up against what's happening in society? Hallie did. And on the Friday night, 20 past 7 Friday night, Hallie took the chariot flight and up through the sky she flew to be with Jesus. So Abraham, in the scripture it says this, against all odds, when it looked hopeless, Abraham believed the promise and expected God to fulfill it. He took God at his word and he became the father of many nations. God's declaration over him came to pass. Without weakening in his faith, here's the against the odds. Remember how old he was. Everything was shriveled up, and the same with Sarah. Without weakening his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, hello, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. Being fully persuaded, I'm sure this is the second time I've said this scripture, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. And this is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words, it was, verse 23, it was credited to him. Listen to this, I'm going to close pretty soon right here. Were not written for him alone, but also for us, whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. What? That is unbelievable. So join me and choose to sing the song of faith. Against all odds, all hope, I believe. I accept that by faith, as Abraham did, to laugh at the future. He held his son in his arms and named him Isaac, which means laughter. Let us sing songs of praise and triumph against all odds. And you can go to the scriptures. This is what I do when I feel dead. Against all odds, Esther stepped out. Against all odds, blind Bart cries out. Against all odds, Mary believed the angel. Against all odds, David ran to Goliath. Against all odds, Peter stepped out on water. Against all odds, we choose to believe. So say it. Say the word of God. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing a word for God. Against the odds. Whoa. So What are you believing God for? Against the odds to believe. See new birthings. See streams of people coming. See restoration in your family or in your marriage. See restoration in your children. Look up. Step out of the realm of the natural and step out into the open space of the world of the supernatural, where God opened Abraham's eyes and said, look, what do you see? And he said, I see stars, millions of them, millions of them. Can't count them. So shall your descendants be. So let's believe God today. Oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you for your word. Oh, it is so powerful and you are so, so good. Lord, as we step into that frame and circle and spirit of faith, we will see the miraculous come to pass. We push against the odds. We push against the odds and believe God for the miraculous. Believe God for salvations. Believe God for healings even and miracles. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you. You know I love you. Wherever you are right now, just stay seated in the quiet and just let the Word of God roll over you. Let the Holy Spirit roll over you and believe God. Don't give up. Pull faith up. Pull the promises of God up into your spirit and speak them out, sing them out, write them down. Write the promises down. Draw the pictures of what you see for yourself and for those who you're standing in the gap for in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Today, I know that my sister and my mum and my dear, dear, dear friend, Helly, are in the presence of God right now because they dared to believe against the odds. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the C3 Church Global Podcast. Let us know what you thought by leaving a review and connect with us on Instagram @C3 Church Global. We hope you'll be back real soon.